and it's a sin to be out in the cold again. Be out in the cold again.
It's 9:04. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Van Morrison with Out in the Cold Again from Keep Me Singing. We heard the Dropkick Murphys, Paying My Way. I Had a Hat and Kick to the Curb from 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory. Well, let's see how long my voice holds up here. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. February the 20th, the sun enters the house of Pisces. The man born under Pisces shall be a great goer, a fornicator, a mocker, and covetous. He will say one thing and do another. He shall trust in his sapience. He shall have good fortune. He will be a defender of widows and orphans. He shall be fearful on water. He shall soon pass all adversities and live 72 years after nature. The woman shall be delicious, familiar in jests, pleasant of courage, fervent, a great drinker. She shall have sickness of her eyes and be sorrowful by shame needlessly. Her husband will leave her, and she shall have much trouble with strangers. She shall travel much, have pain in her stomach, and live 77 years. Both man and woman shall live faithfully. And that's from the Calendar of Shepherds of 1604. Observe the feet which are governed by Pisces, and be careful how you put on your shoes. It is considered most unlucky to put by mistake the right foot into the left shoe or vice versa. And also some say to put on the left shoe before the right when dressing. Putting on a sock or stocking inside out, however, is very fortunate, but only if it is done by accident. Setting out on any journey, put your best, which is to say, your right foot forward. February the 22nd, coltsfoot flowers now appearing in most years, destroy molehills except in wet pasture land. So called because the shape of its leaves, which appear after the flowers. Coltsfoot is also called poor man's baccy and still used in herbal smoking mixtures. And Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, get mole catcher cunningly moles for to kill and harrow and cast abroad every hill. If pasture by nature is given to be wet, then bear with the mole hills, though thick they be set, that lamb may sit on it, and so to sit dry, or else to lie by it, the warmer to lie. Let's see here. February 24th is St. Matthias's Day. Coppice a woodland for fuel. St. Matthias, the 13th apostle, was traditionally beheaded with an axe and is thus the patron of carpenters and woodcutters. Fell coppice and fuel to burn where you would have the root to spring forth. New supplies in February or March, and in the first week of the moon's age, Luke's Almanac of 1627. On St. Matthias put candlesticks by. The days are now very perceptibly becoming longer, but if it freeze on St. Matthias's day, it will freeze for 2 months together, at least in Scotland. However, here in Massachusetts, it's supposed to be up in the 60s this Thursday, so I don't think we'll have a freeze, and it will be wonderful because more of the snow and ice will melt. This is also school vacation week here, makes a nice break. When I was a kid, we used to have both Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday off in New York State, but you didn't have a whole week off. So I kind of like that. February the 25th, the first violets, the sweet, scented, or purple variety, flower about now in sheltered places. Gerard's Herbal of 1633 notes, Violets have great prerogative above others, not only because the mind conceiveth a certain pleasure in recreation by smelling and handling these most odoriferous flowers, but also for that very many by these violets receive ornament and comely grace, for there be made of them garlands for the head, nosegays, and posies, which are delightful to look on and pleasant to smell to. February the 26th, set hens now for spring chickens. The best time to set hens to have the best, largest, and most kindly chickens is in February, in the increase of the moon, so that she may hatch or disclose her chickens in the increase of the next new moon, being in March. For one brood of March chickens is worth three broods of any other. A hen will cover 19 eggs well, but upon what number soever you set her, let it be odd. Mark the upper side of them, and then watch the hen to see if she busy herself to turn them from one side to the other, which if you see she doth not, you must supply that office. And that's from Markham's Cheap and Good Husbandry of 1613. Well, next week I expect my other person to be back from vacation, and we'll see if I'll be doing a show or if he would like to do a show. But just to continue on for you, February 27th, if hard weather continues, beware of taking cold. Protect your provisions from hungry mice. And February 28th is a Shrove Tuesday. And that is the last day before Lent, in which you were urged to eat up whatever stores you had that may spoil. And Ash Wednesday this year falls on March the 1st, the month of new life, which is also Gwyl Dwy Sant, the feast of Saint David, who's the patron saint of Wales, and whose memory leeks are worn today. Eat leeks in March and ransoms in May and all the year after, physicians may play. And we'll hear something from Faustus.
To be a king and life be kind, while poor folks need to rise and grimly toil. Oh, to lie in sleep for one long hour, till the sun has warmed the dew upon the soil. But the working man has risen long and left his home behind, and the cold and rainy morning cast a shadow on his mind. Oh, to be a king and life be kind. To be a king and love the morn,
nature and rejoice in every hour and change life's dirge into a joyful hymn. But most of all, to greet the morn, to wait upon the dawn and smile to think another day of leisure's newly born. Oh, to be a king and love the morn.
But a sailor's heart needs more than praise. a northern hope to steer his lonely sail. By sea and land, John Harrison's hands made sure forevermore. Sailors could find longitude to bring them safe to shore. Your work was hard, your days were driven. You knew that you could build a clock to marry space and time, but your one great wrong was never forgiven. To be better than your betters, it was worse than any crime. And their envy, it was a hill you could not climb. Sure forevermore. Sailors could find longitude to bring them safe to shore. And the prize of £30,000 was more than just a prize. It was dignity, it was justice over bitterness and lies. And the longer they denied you, attacked you and decried you, well, the more you saw the weakness in their eyes. But how many lies, how many times poison well of power from which they drain. But the wind that guides and fills the boat top gallows, it was harnessed by a man with neither privilege nor rank. But we sailors, fine daughter, where are you going now this fair day? I am bound for Mesopotamia. Father, stand not in my way. But those hills are alive with thunder. they resound with the cries of war. And if the battle claims you, I'll ne'er see you more.
It's been a year since my love left me, and there is none can keep me here.
I swore that I would join him, and the road before me is clear. She arose then one fine morning, she kissed her mother's sleeping brow, and she's bound for Mesopotamia. I know not where, I know not how. Last night I dreamed I saw her, she stood before me now a wife, on her arm a sleeping baby, and in her hand a silver knife. Where are you going now, my fine daughter? Where are you going now this fair day? I am bound for Mesopotamia, father, stand not in my way.
And that was The Show of Hands with John Harrison's Hands and Mesopotamia from The Long Way Home. Prior to that was The Oyster Band with Spirit of Dust from This House Will Stand, the best of Oyster Band, a two-disc compilation out on Navigator Records last year. And before that we heard Faustus with Oh to Be a King, from Death and Other Animals. Well, here's something a little closer to home, and it's a delightful little slip jig.
Thank you. This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids occupied.
Tried calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like breaking
down.
We handled everything very well.
But I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
And that was Sharon Knight in Winter with Whisper Your Name from Sharon's album Portals, put out in 2016. It is 9:55. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. We give a shout out to all of those folks who enjoyed themselves on the West Coast at PantheaCon, and all those folks who, for various reasons, couldn't make it this year. We give a shout out to Sabina Magliocco and hope that her house comes together, her job gets a little easier, and she is able to spend some time just in enjoying life. Likewise for Maka Nightmare, who is still recovering from her stroke. And all of us in the pagan community are getting a little bit older. It's the way of life. So, yes, what's happened to me? Well, December was sort of an interesting month for us. I found out I had bowel cancer, and I've had surgery for that. And amazingly enough, it didn't go through the wall, and I'm clean there. But I had another cancer. Yes, they found that when they did a CAT scan. So I've got breast cancer, and I'm going to have treatment for that probably in the next month or so. So do stay tuned as the Celtic Dawn in Between the Worlds becomes a, at best, an every other week show, and possibly longer hiatus than that. But in the meantime, we'd like to go out with Kate Shadbourne from her well-wishing songs, Freedom in the Dance. And please stay tuned for more great music from WMFO in Medford.